World Bank has just published its latest report, and in it, it says that global economic growth is likely to be only slightly faster this year than the weak performance seen in 2019. Journalist Andrew Walker of the BBC has been hearing from one of the report's main authors.
This is something that's looked at very much by governments, especially in the emerging and developing economies. This gives us some sort of flavour of what the World Bank thinks is going to be the economic environment those countries are facing. Now, the World Bank's business is looking after the interests of developing and emerging economies rather than the rich countries, but of course they can't make these judgments about what is going to happen to those countries without at the same time looking at the outlook for the rich countries.
Okay, so how have they characterised 2019 then?
The bank describes 2019 as the year of the slowest economic growth so far since the financial crisis, and that was markedly slower than the previous year, and it partly reflects the damage done by the tensions in international trade, which have hit manufacturing and cross-border commerce quite hard. For this year, they think there will be a very small increase in growth, although it is going to be quite fragile. One of the economists who was involved in writing this report, Franziska Ohnsorger, told me how the bank sees the outlook.
So 2019 was a difficult year and a difficult decade. Both globally and in emerging markets and developing economies, growth reached a post-crisis low. Now, recently, in the last few months, there have been signs of stabilization, both in business surveys, some of the export indicators out of Asia. Maybe these trade tensions are finally stabilizing, no longer growing. So we expect global growth to go up from 2.4 to 2.5%. But that's a very fragile recovery.
Looking ahead, the World Bank obviously looks at so many factors that would impact on growth, and debt was something that Ms. Ohnsorger talked a lot about to you.
Yes, one of the big risks to this outlook, something that could lead to things turning out significantly worse than the forecast, is the build-up there has been in developing country debt in the aftermath of the financial crisis. And clearly, she and the bank are watching this latest build-up very warily indeed.
So the debt build-up since 2010 has been extraordinary by multiple measures. Since 1970, it has been the fastest and really the most broad-based debt build-up in emerging markets. It's covered government and private sector debt. It's been broad-based across regions. It's been domestic and external. It's a very broad-based ramp-up in debt. And on the one hand, yes, we shouldn't worry about it because interest rates are so low. But on the other hand, we should worry about it because interest rates can rise very quickly for emerging markets. And growth can fall very quickly as well. So then the debt sustainability turns rapidly.
So what should governments or indeed international lenders be doing about this?
First is to preserve short-term growth. Governments can do that by building fiscal buffers. You're making sure the debt, whatever debt they take on, is actually really well spent, so growth goes up in the future.
But building up fiscal buffers, I mean, basically means cutting spending potentially or raising taxes, all of which could be the things that hit your growth.
It could be, but you know, a lot of emerging markets have a lot of room to improve the tax basis. So there's a lot of room to simply broaden revenue bases, to make sure loopholes are removed. And there is a lot of room to improve the efficiency of government spending as well. You can find alternatives to borrowing that allow better spending for governments.
World Bank economist Franziska Ohnsorger. You heard her on Sagicor's Early Business.